Now, call me crazy, but it seems like an incredible anomaly for someone on the one hand to say, I believe in Jesus, but on the other for their lives to be something of a mess. It just doesn't make sense. How can both of those things be true? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever felt as though you've lost your way? Somehow life's heading in a direction that doesn't quite make sense. Not what you expected. The daily grind is grinding away at you. And so you start asking yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? What's this all about? Where's my life headed? It seems something of a contradiction to me for a person to say on the one hand, yep, I've decided to follow Jesus, and on the other, I'm feeling a bit lost. When that happens, there are only two possibilities. Either Jesus has lost his way and you're both lost, or you've lost touch with Jesus. Now, which one of those could it be? The only way I know of keeping my life on track is to spend time with Jesus every day, listening intently to what he has to say. How do you do that? John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now that word abide is a very strong word. It means to stick together through thick and thin. Abiding in Jesus means resting in him, praying, spending time with him, and letting his word abide in you means opening your Bible every day. When we let go of those two things, we find ourselves untethered from Jesus, drifting aimlessly. Listen to Jesus, abide in me. Let my words abide in you. Ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, the best way that I know of abiding in Jesus is to become a man or a woman of God's word, to be in his word day after day, to hear God speak into your life, to receive his word into your heart. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.